Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjit Kaur with the World News. The headlines. International Day of Non-Violence being observed today to mark the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi. At least 12 civilians killed in violent protests across Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir as demonstrators clash with Pakistani security forces. US government shuts down at midnight after Congress failed to agree on a funding deal. Elon Musk becomes first person in history worth a net worth of $500 billion. And in cricket, first test of two-match series between India and West Indies begins in Ahmedabad. The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 156th birth anniversary today. A series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarv Dharm Prarthana Sabha is being held at Bapu Samadhi Rajghat in the national capital. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Minister of Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat this morning. To mark the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi, the International Day of Non-Violence is being observed today globally. In June 2007, the United Nations General Assembly adopted a resolution in affirming non-violence as a universal principle and promoting a global culture of peace and tolerance. The resolution received support from over 140 countries. The International Day of Non-Violence thus stands as both a national homage and a global call to action. It reminds us that Mahatma Gandhi's message is not confined to the past, but continues to light the way towards a world where peace triumphs over conflict, dialogue over division, and compassion over fear. The special commemorative event for the International Day of Nonviolence will be organized by the Permanent Mission of India to the United Nations at New York today. On the occasion of Gandhi Jayanti, as part of our podcast series, Person Behind the Story, we will broadcast a conversation with Shri V.P. Appukattan Poduval, Padma Shri Awardee, freedom fighter and social worker. To listen to it, tune into Akashvani FM Gold at 5:10 p.m. today. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal said that the India-European Free Trade Association, EFTA, Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement, TEPA, is a defining moment in India's economic engagement with Europe. In his keynote address at the India-EFTA Prosperity Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal stated that it represents a trusted partnership between friends. He said that TEPA will unlock wide-ranging opportunities like life sciences, cross-energy, artificial intelligence, education and tourism. The minister added that TEPA is a firm investment commitment which ensures balance and fairness.
There are areas in professions like nursing, accountancy, technology, artificial intelligence. There are areas in education, audiovisual services, culture, tourism, recreation, so many areas that we can capture together. In industry, I think work around life sciences, clean energy, working together on precision engineering and manufacturing, food processing, lots that we can together take to the rest of the world.
At least 12 civilians have been killed in the past 3 days of violent protests across Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir as demonstrators clashed with Pakistani security forces over political and economic grievances. The most recent violence unfolded yesterday, with 8 civilians killed during confrontations at Neelam Bridge and other locations. 4 people died in Dhirkot Bagh district, while 2 each were reported dead in Muzaffarabad and Mirpur. The protests led by the Awami Action Committee, AAC, have paralyzed POK over the past 72 hours. Heavily armed patrols conducted flag marches through POK towns, thousands of troops were rerouted from the neighboring Punjab province and an additional 1,000 personnel were dispatched from Islamabad. The protests come on the heels of a tragic incident last week when 30 civilians were killed in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa following airstrikes by Pakistan Air Force J-17 fighter jets using Chinese-made LS-6 laser-guided bombs. The US government shut down at midnight after Congress failed to agree on a funding deal, with Republicans and Democrats clashing over extra subsidies for Obamacare. Federal workers are the most affected as layoffs are expected soon, though essential services will continue. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt blamed Democrats in Congress for the shutdown of the U.S. government. She said House Republicans had already passed a short-term funding bill to keep the government running until November 21st, but most Senate Democrats voted against it.
And if Democrats actually cared about health care, they would applaud the actions taken by President Trump just yesterday in the Oval Office. He took a bold and massively popular action to improve our health care system. He announced the first agreement with a major pharmaceutical company to lower drug costs for Americans. This is a historical achievement long sought by past Democrat presidents.
This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the world news. US President Donald Trump has announced that he will meet Chinese President Xi Jinping in 4 weeks, with soybeans set to be a key focus of their discussions. He acknowledged that American farmers are being hurt by China's decision not to purchase soybeans, a move he claims is driven solely by negotiating tactics, and promised financial assistance using revenue collected from tariffs. Elon Musk has become the first person in history with a net worth of $500 billion. The Tesla and SpaceX CEO's fortune has crossed the half-trillion mark. At his current pace, Musk could become the world's first trillionaire by 2033, when Tesla's proposed $1 trillion compensation package begins vesting. In cricket, West Indies were 39 for 3 against India in the first test match being played in Ahmedabad. Earlier, West Indies won the toss and opted to bat. The two-match test series between hosts India marks the beginning of India's home season under new skipper Shubman Gill in red ball cricket. India played their last test series against England 2 months back and managed to draw the series. West Indies, on the other hand, are coming from a home series defeat to Australia. The second test match of the series between India and West Indies will be played in Delhi from 10th of October. And now some more news from the world of sports.
ICC Women's ODI World Cup underway in India, where defending champions Australia defeated New Zealand by 89 runs in a one-sided match at Holkar Cricket Stadium in Indore last night. Opting to bat first, Australia made 326 runs with Ashley Gardner 115-run innings, who also got the Player of the Match award. In response, New Zealand got bundled out for just 237 runs. Last we have from chess, where Grandmaster P. Inayan of Tamil Nadu won the 62nd National Chess Championship in Guntur, Andhra Pradesh yesterday. He clinched the title by remaining unbeaten in over 11 rounds with 7 wins and 4 draws. Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
And now before we close, the headlines once again. International Day of Non-Violence being observed today to mark the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi. At least 12 civilians killed in violent protests against Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir as demonstrators clashed with Pakistani security forces. US government shuts down at midnight after Congress failed to agree on a funding deal. Elon Musk becomes first person in history with a net worth of $500 billion. And in cricket, first test of two-match series between India and West Indies begins in Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.